All right. So, hey, folks, I'm going to leave some of that silence in just because I can, because I'm the one that does the editing. Haha. So we had a plan for what we were going to do tonight, but Chad is feeling a little under the weather, so he's probably not going to talk quite as much. And if he can't talk quite as much, that's not really conducive to DMing.
What?
Right. So. Oh, it sounds like Ray's back. And fucking his headset. Are you good?
Yeah, I just had to pick up my headset off my table.
Okay. Did you pick
it was
up
on the table?
Did you pick it up with your feet?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Are we recording? What's the big deal?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're live.
Yeah, we've been live for several minutes. Chad and I have already made plans, and we're not going to be playing D&D tonight because he feels like crap. So
that's fine.
That was what I said, which was like we've been live for multiple minutes, but the mics have only been hot for about two of those.
Okay.
Mostly because as soon as he got on, we worked out that we were not going to play D&D tonight because we've still got one in the can for the weekend, and we can just push this to next week.
That's okay.
And this gives us some additional weekday content.
I greatly appreciate you being cool with that.
Why wouldn't we
be? We make the rules. It's all good.
But why wouldn't we be? You honestly could have said that it could have said something in the group chat earlier when we were talking about it as well. And I guarantee you no one would have said a word. Like it's.
You know me. I just feel
we're
bad.
We're not like that, man.
Yeah, but you know all of us and we're all like middle-aged men with health problems. Health comes first, dude.
Okay. Yeah, just feel bad. That's all.
You don't need to feel bad. You have nothing to feel bad about.
I'll just go to bed disappointed. That's fine. I mean, it's obviously you don't care.
How is that going to be any different from any other night, Ray?
Right.
True. Good point. Not used to getting it from you guys.
Oh, shut up.
You're the only reason I'm live.
If only Dylan were here to disappoint. But
yes, true.
I mean, he's going to do his thing and show up whenever the fuck he wants. Just roll in like nothing's nothing.
Dylan's schedule is his own.
And make some off. Like, he is the living embodiment of Noman.
He is the chaotic comment generator.
Yeah. So, he'll show up at some point, say something shitty that's equally funny, and then we'll just keep going about our business.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, though, to Dylan, it does kind of, you know, go with being the head of an HOA.
Head of the what?
HOA.
HOA. Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, you sound terrible, man.
Well, thank you.
I feel
even
like
worse.
You're uncomfortable.
Yes. I don't feel great.
I was telling Jeff I went and seen Planet of the Apes last night.
Yeah? How was that?
Hello.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
There he is.
It's a whole new storyline taking place as the opening like text proclaims several generations later or many generations later. I can't remember which, but it's supposed to be like 300 years later.
True.
Okay.
All right.
And one of the coolest things is just how the world looks. I mean, you know, a lot of this is green screen and generated, but it's still fucking beautiful, like overgrown airports and skyscrapers and all kinds of shit. It's just neat looking.
So, yeah, I saw that as well. I don't know how many generations they were talking about, because
it seemed like they did a bit
that long.
So Dylan,
yeah, but the overgrown airports were from the look of them was like the '50s.
Well, it looked like LAX.
Right, but like the style on the walls looked.
Yeah, that mural, could depict any age, and probably still is up at LAX now. So,
But yeah, I feel like many generations for them is like 80 years, maybe 60 years. It didn't seem like.
Well, I think the director said it's supposed to take place like 300 years later.
Yeah, but 300 years, I don't think those ships would still be the same in the ocean the way they were.
They were just rusted hunks. Oh, true. I get you. Depends on what they're made of, I guess.
Yeah.
The character was a good movie. Really cool. It was fun.
Because he enjoys all the other ones, so he's the only one that won. Well, he was.
I want to go see the monkey movie with you.
I mean, it's hit or miss. He was the one that really wanted to go and was sad we couldn't go right away. And I just said, fine, I'll just take you. And we went. So,
yeah, I thought it was a good time.
Yeah, it was as good as all the other ones. I mean,
yeah. I go for a certain adventure, and it did not fail to produce that adventure.
Right.
I mean, it's a little more than post-apocalyptic. It's post-evolutionary event.
So. Yeah, it was like the same like hero's journey you'd expect in any number of other type of shows, just with monkeys as the heroes, and it worked out well.
I did not see some of the things coming, like what she was after, and
yeah,
I didn't see that. That's kind of cool thing. To allude to.
Because if it had been 300 years, I don't think any of that works.
Well, it depends on who's people are maintaining it.
They do not look maintained.
No,
I don't know how you catch a signal without anything on there. I guess they can transmit, but. They still have to receive it back. I don't know.
Yeah. That's weird.
So, yeah, Dylan, if you haven't figured it out yet, we're not playing D&D tonight.
Oh, okay.
Chad and I discussed it as soon as he got on because he sounded like absolute shit.
Well, don't sugarcoat it.
I was going to say, is he here to defend himself, or are we just going to trash Chad while he's not listening?
I mean, he is here to defend himself, but it's not a matter of him needing to defend himself. He sounds like garbage. He feels like garbage. And... we had talked in the group chat earlier about health stuff, and there's no reason for him to push himself if he doesn't have to. And I've still got one weekend episode backlogged, so we're just going to push it to next week.
That's fine. We can always catch up other weeks and get it going that way if we need to. Or
okay.
Especially once I start mine.
Okay.
I appreciate everyone being cool about it.
Sound like a real
not a problem. Cat.
I sound like what?
A real groovy cat.
Oh my god, fuck you.
I'm sorry, sir. We don't do that these days. This is in the 1970s where you can get away with that shit. Sorry, I had to go to a fourth grade recorder concert tonight.
Luckily, I think the teacher was hot cross buns, are you?
No, they played along to other songs. Like, they actually did really good, but I think the teacher was smart and just said, like, if you're not sure, just fake it. Because there was a good 20-30% of people just not blowing and just moving their fingers around. And... honestly, it sounded pretty good, so I'm guessing there were...
So the ones that were confident were confident.
Right, or the people that were, like, just scared to be up there. Because, my kid has some of the stage fright, and he was perfectly fine because he was with his Brent sticking around the whole time.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So yeah. And then at one point they picked up ukuleles and all played that because apparently that was also something they were taught, but there were no notes. There was just strumming. So they strummed in time.
Well, I mean, that's the first thing you got to do.
Yeah. Hard to complain. Bad as it could have gone, it did not go anywhere near that.
Excellent.
Just all this end of the year bullshit. It's like he didn't want to go, and then he wanted to go at the very last minute. And I'm like,
This was Sullivan or?
Yeah, Sullivan. It's because fourth grade is the cutoff for that school. So they're basically done at that school after this year. So
yeah,
they get to do their final concert, and then they get to have their little like field day, and then they get a big, they do like a clap out at the end where you can show up and they'll all clap for them when they walk out. So it's a lot of stuff.
But. The rigors of fourth grade, yes.
Yeah. All the while complaining about the workload.
Indeed, indeed. Well, I watched the finale of X-Men 97. That was on. It came out yesterday, I guess.
They just drop it like two episodes at a time?
No, it's one episode at a time.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought last
I was behind an episode. Apparently,
okay.
I thought there were two more weeks. There's only one more week.
Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah, it's all out there if you want to binge it. And it's completely bingeable. It was pretty decent. Hit a lot of memorable points from comic book story arcs. But yeah. Remember, kind of juiced up a few of the characters and villains. I made them a little more dynamic, but it works. And the animation was spot on. So.
I did like the... did you have the Deadpool trailer before
Land of the Apes? Yes.
Okay. I like the where they find the giant Ant-Man. He's like, oh, Paul Rudd finally aged.
Oh, no, I didn't see that one. I saw. I didn't hear him say anything about Ant-Man or Paul Rudd.
Well, there was a spot where like they were going through. It was just like a quick cut scene, and there was like a giant like Ant-Man mask that opened up, and there was just a big skull inside of it.
Yeah, that's a.
But it was like
that is a
the huge version.
That is a callback to Old Man Logan, because in the comic Old Man Logan timeline, that is a thing. There's a like an enclave or some shit that lives inside the remains of Ant-Man.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Because, yeah, it looked like some kind of weird tribe of things. But when they were doing that, it was his mask opened up and there was a skull behind it while somebody walked out of the mask and then he made that joke. I thought it was good. I can't remember if it was in the other trailer I saw or not, but that was the
first time that part.
I noticed. I don't know. Every time I go to the movies, I'm like, oh, some of these look like they might be good. And then it's like, why haven't I heard of stuff that's coming out in June when I heard about all the other stuff that's garbage?
Do you not watch network television?
As it happens, no, I don't.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, so you don't see those commercials.
But I read a lot about movies and things, and I did not. Some of the stuff that was coming out was like quicker than I expected. I don't know.
Hmm.
Either way, all good.
I caught the 2-episode premiere of the new season of Doctor Who.
I've seen commercials and stuff for that. The guy that playing Doctor Who was on that
Sex Education.
Yeah, I love that actor. He is hilarious.
Wait, which guy was it?
In Shuri Gatwa.
I don't remember what his character's name was. He was the best friend of the main character.
Oh, okay.
The black kid that's gay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's playing Doctor Who.
Well, his name did not sound very white, so I figured that much. Okay, yeah, he was really good in that. I did like that show.
Yeah, and I don't...
I mean, that's... I thought when you said it that that might be him, but that was seemed a little young, but... I mean...
I just think he has a young face, because it's him, and it's been a couple years, so...
Well, I mean, they had one in last year that came out. I don't know. It'd be still mid-20s, like...
Yeah.
So I feel like everybody else was older, but
he's
I feel
not in
like
his 40s or anything.
Most of the ones that I recognized, they were the younger when they played it, and I just didn't watch it for 10 years.
But it was it was a fun little event. I'm liking the energy that he brings, and it seemed to upset the boy. And I have no problem saying this. He is kind of good looking.
The boy or the actor or
the guy they got playing Doctor Who, like he is an attractive man, and I feel zero. Like, I have zero fucks to give about anybody's thoughts on my saying that, because...
No, I mean, like, there's plenty of people that I'm like, oh, yeah, they are very attractive people. I'm not attracted to them, but they are very attractive. Like, there's a difference. And, like, yeah, he was...
I ended up having to chew the boy out because I said that. I was like, you know, he is an attractive man. And the boy got weird, and I was like, okay, we're going to shut this shit down right now.
Right. Yeah, you can definitely say somebody's attractive without saying that you're attracted to them. Or,
well,
something like that.
Even if I was, his reaction was absolutely not appropriate, and I shut that shit down immediately because that is not how we are raising them, and that is not how they are going to, like, we are not raising them to act that way.
I assume
when he just drop
saying something, then
you drop the gate. Yeah, he just call you G word or what?
He looked visibly disgusted.
Yeah,
and it's like, okay, we're gonna address this right now.
Good plan.
Yeah, and I think it got me some brownie points with Mara because she was in the room.
Good. Yeah, I think I'm okay. I think my kids are pretty much, like, I haven't had them have any weird reactions to anybody talking about sort of that person being gay in a good couple of years. So I think it's finally getting normal enough, if your parents aren't terrible people, to just, oh yeah, that's just normal.
Well, societally speaking, it has always been harder for men to make statements or observations along that. You know, society and mostly, you know, other men will judge you quicker than anyone else cares.
This is going to be a good show. The gay experience by four middle-aged white guys.
Everybody's a little gay.
I think we're okay.
And it's where you lay. It's where you lean.
Okay.
I don't think there's a clean cut line.
Okay. So, okay. What?
I said, okay, Joe.
Joe.
Ray's pulling out the Joe Exotic rationale.
Everybody's a little gay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Confused for a second.
If you watched Tiger King, you know that reference then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was from that, but...
People have said that for a long time, and I agree. But Joe Exotic in Tiger King used that as part of his rationale to... coerce his second
husband
to marry him.
Is that the one that accidentally shot himself?
I don't think that was accidental.
Yes. Shot himself, yes. Not accidental.
Okay. Just talking about it, just bringing flashbacks to that horrible show that I watched during COVID down here in this basement while I was supposed to be working.
Wow.
Because my internet connection was so fucking horrible.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I mean, you were.
I would sit down here and like try to copy stuff from the server, and it would just sit there and spin and spin. And then eventually I would just give up and watch something on YouTube or what. And then after 5, I would get back on and do 3 hours of work in a half hour. Or what would have taken me 3 hours during the day, a half hour. Gotcha. Oh.
But yeah, the in the first 2 episodes they dealt with a forced birth storyline.
What is that?
Well, I guess less forced birth and more like commentary on like the current state of things with the birthers and their like it involved a space station that made space babies, and they had to abandon the space station because they no longer had funding for it, but because it was making babies, they couldn't shut it down. But they didn't have any way to care for the babies once they were born. The babies had to fend for themselves.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
I know nothing about Doctor Who. I don't think I've ever watched it. So,
I mean, that's just a joke about society. That's not even.
And then yeah, it is. It's like a Law and Order takes a little bit. You know, stuff's taken from the headlines and they make sci-fi show out of it.
Sometimes. Not often, but they have said that this year they were going to be a little more activist-y.
Okay.
I feel like their choice of Doctor Who was also lends it to a little more activist-y type thing, too. Like,
yeah. Let's see. Away with a little more. And then that was followed up by a musical episode that featured a drag queen who used pronouns.
And it was on Disney.
Yes. And it was somebody who was apparently in the past a fixture on RuPaul's Drag Race. Is a person I've never heard of, but is apparently a big deal. Jinx Monsoon.
So how much negative press has flown at them over this so far?
It depends which way you're looking, because it's either it's either negative or incredibly glowing.
But at the same time, like, how many of the people that were negative were viewers? Because
I couldn't say. We absolutely loved it.
I don't believe Doctor Who has a lot of like right wing fans.
It's more of a open thought kind of experience in it.
Yeah, but it was like that. That actor, and I use that as the catch-all term because I know that is used by everybody at this point who acts. Actor is a gender-neutral term, I think, now. But that person put forth an incredible performance and was able to shift from a dark, almost metal growl in the voice to at times what was damn near a fucking falsetto, and was able to convey the emotion that went along. It was really well acted.
You're talking about the drag queen character?
Yes.
Okay.
Played a new character that was intended to be the child of the character that Neil Patrick Harris portrayed in one of the David Tennant specials.
Yeah, see, that's, I think, one of the reasons why I've never watched Doctor Who. Well, there's so much backstory and so many previous seasons that
it's very much like Star Trek.
I knew what was going on.
You can jump in on one episode and it's like a contained episode that's still good, and then backstory there if you want.
And if you're familiar with the backstory, that adds context, but it's entirely not necessary to enjoy an episode.
Yeah, that's not how I mean, if I find a story online or a podcast or YouTube series, even if I want to listen to the one that just came out, I will go back to the beginning and start listening from there. It's just, I guess, how I'm wired.
I've also been working on getting myself caught back up on that Sherlock and Co. podcast, because you are way farther than I am, sir.
I just let it play.
I know. I haven't.
I think I'm up to the current episodes, right? Like 30 or something is the current episode.
Sounds about right.
That's good. I really enjoyed it.
I am on the case after the Christmas goose with the gem up its ass.
Okay. Yeah. I don't remember a gem up a goose's ass, but okay.
It was the blue carbuncle.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, you gotta name the case name, I guess. Yeah, that one, it's kind of hard to track because one case might be two episodes, and the blue carbuncle was for the either that one or the Derby one lasted like five episodes.
There's been a couple that were three and a couple that were four, and
and he just like, well, this one's gonna go for a while, so. I like how they, the fact that John is, supposedly doing a podcast really lends well to the him doing ad breaks and him doing, like, warnings about language and stuff that might be triggering at the beginning of each episode. It's almost like a real person is doing a real documentary podcast.
Yes.
It's like the immersion is all there. So it's fun.
What is this podcast?
Sherlock and Co.
It's a take on Sherlock and Watson.
It's a very modern take. This is, I think this is the third time it's come up on the show. The other two times were nights you were not available.
Gotcha.
But it is Cumberbatch one was kind of modern to its moment. This one is modern to the moment in that it's Watson
instead of a blog, Watson is doing a podcast.
He's doing a true crime podcast.
And it's shitty dialogue and shitty recording. Sometimes you can tell it's like in his pocket. And you get ambient noise, and it's from someone who I hate the audiobooks that have like multiple voice actors and they do sounds and stuff. Just read the damn book. This is so much like that, but I don't hate it. I don't know why. Because there's people in the background talking, and he's like, sometimes you can hear people in another room yelling and to John as he's recording and stuff. So, but genuinely really fun.
Brings back your fond memories of the early days of radio.
Yeah. Back before Pave's.
I started listening to the Y-Files.
Yeah.
We talked about it last.
And
I've enjoyed it.
It's a good time, right?
He made a good comment in the one where he was basically saying, like, whether or not you believe it, like, if you're a podcaster, just give them the facts. Don't, like, make them sound like they're dumb for believing it.
Right.
And, yeah. Like, the moon being hollow, now I want to hear more about that. Because, like, that one was, there was enough weird stuff going on that it's like, hey. Because I was thinking about it, like, now that India's trying to go there, China's trying to go there, like, I wonder if some of that stuff might actually get released. Because I feel like if it was just them, they wouldn't release it. But if they're doing it to, like, only Americans, then they technically would release it because it would do more damage to us than it would them. And I really want to know.
I agree.
Like, was it just weird equipment readings or was there actually something that was screwed up? Because I never thought about how, like, all the craters are basically the same depth.
Pretty much.
Or, you know, not outrageously different.
Yeah, there's enough oddities about the moon that I'm not saying that I believe the moon is hollow or that it's a secret alien base or anything like that, but there's enough questions there.
Right.
I just, you know.
Yeah, like, it doesn't even have to be an alien base. It can just be, like, it forms super weird and we haven't been able to investigate other planets. So, they all could be hollow. You never know. Like,
It's like, why did all the nations of the world get together and make an Antarctic treaty? Why can't we go there? It's obviously an ice wall.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what their logic was. The first thing I thought of is, like, who's in charge of paying for rescues when a bunch of idiots get stuck there. But, like, who the fuck cares? Let them die.
Yeah.
Your country's not going to come save you. Stop going there.
Yep.
But we spend a lot of money in the Coast Guard saving stupid boaters everywhere, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you see what Jim Wright posted today?
No, I don't go on Facebook. I don't even know what was topical today that he would have mentioned.
No, it was actually about the Coast Guard.
Oh, okay.
Him and his family were going to some bay down in Florida near where they live. They were all taking things that to have a good day. His son is a fishing.
Was his son in the military?
No.
Okay.
But his son runs social media for fishing.
Okay.
I don't want to call him an influencer because that has connotations that are not what young Mr. Wright is doing.
Right.
But
you can do stuff without being an influencer now.
Right.
What?
Yeah, he does all these videos about fishing in Florida and how to fish in Florida and how to kayak fish in the Gulf of Mexico and all this really cool stuff. Like it's edutainment. So
you should be slapped for saying such a word.
Well,
you should. It's the truth.
It's used enough that it's not.
It's a real word too.
It's not douche words.
Yeah. But so his son had his stuff. His wife had some stuff. He's got the camera, and they ended up finding this dude on a jet ski that was derelict out in the middle of the fucking bay. And because the guy was a dumbass, he was gonna fucking die. So they had to get the Coast Guard and fire department and everything involved to save this dummy's life.
Yeah, we need a strict fuck around and find out policy. There's not enough lions catching the slow gazelles.
I don't know if I agree with that.
But stupidity should be a fatal disease. Maybe people will stop putting themselves in these situations.
I don't think so.
I can go to Cuba. I can go to Cuba on my jet ski. I don't need to drive over that bridge. I can drive this from the swamp to freaking Key West. What bridge to
Cuba do you think there is?
I think he's being facetious.
I was saying Key West. That was the second point. I don't need to take the bridge to Key West. I can ride.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you probably could, but...
Yeah, I don't think that bridge is that long.
Be a bad day.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the range on a jet ski is.
I think it's probably 100 or so miles fully
really
fueled. Probably. It would like 5 gallons of gas.
I think you measure that in hours, not miles, right?
Well, then how fast can they go? Get some math here, Boomer. Get out your pen.
I'm not a jet ski authority, but I wouldn't imagine you can go all day on that thing.
Well, I bet you could go 70 miles, which is the distance from Key West to Cuba.
That was 90 miles.
70 miles.
50 to 100 nautical miles on a full tank. So yeah,
50 to 100. Mm-hmm. That's a range. Yep.
Well, it depends on your tank size because it didn't say what size the tank sure. was.
Probably also depends on the weather
and how dumb you're driving it. So
and the seas, you know, yeah,
all the normal things.
I mean, it's not the worst idea. I mean, there's that crazy lady. The reason I know it's 70 miles is because there was that crazy lady a few years ago that tried twice to swim it.
Oh, yeah.
Are you thinking the English Channel?
No. Once you swim the English Channel, you go to...
That's only like 18 miles or something, right? Correct. That's the narrowest point. Yeah, from Dover to... somewhere.
I have no idea. I know it's not as terrible. Like, there's definitely a way you can get from one to the other and swim it, because people do swim it. So,
well, I don't know why they need to swim it. I mean, you stand on the beach in Havana, you should be able to wave to the people Key West. It's flat Earth.
Oh, man. It is a good thing that my voice is fucked.
I hope you know I'm being sarcastic. James.
I know. Doesn't change my opinion at all.
I just...
Yeah, of all the crazy stuff, I don't know how anyone can argue flat Earth. Like,
let Ray get warmed up.
Yeah. No, I know their arguments. I know their bullshit.
Right, but all their arguments are basically like everything was faked and not like here's the
battle. Yeah, whatever. All their arguments is you have to ignore 500 years of scientific, you know, discovery, research, you know, theory, observations. Ignore all that because those people are just wrong. Check out my camera with the super zoom lens. Watch me pull. I can see a ship really far away.
Cool.
Did you ever see the, I think it was a Netflix special, Beyond the Curve?
Yeah.
Yeah. The one guy on there that with the laser gyroscope, and he's like,
yeah.
I picked up a 15 per hour drift. Every time the one flat earth debunker does a video, And every time he mentions that guy or that experiment, he plays that clip and he's like, thanks, Bob. And it's like, you're swinging so hard to prove your thing and you just proved yourself wrong and you still can't accept it.
Yeah. I mean, it's real hard to tell if there's more of those types of people out now than there used to be, or if they just have a larger audience.
It's just like the people of certain beliefs that feel they can be vocal now because everybody thinks it's all right. It's okay to be a racist. It's okay to be ignorant.
Yeah.
Speaking of Trump supporters, did you see some of them are now wearing golden diapers to Trump rallies?
Real men wear diapers is the tagline.
That's right.
Wow.
Yep.
Like, I was thinking about the other day, like, if Trump gets all fussy about his trials, like, what if he has a stroke? And then I'm like, I probably couldn't tell the difference.
Strokes only improve you at the job.
It may not be his first stroke. And, like, yeah, I don't know how strokes work. Maybe it'll knock him back into making sense. Right. But, like, maybe a second stroke will, you know, two wrongs make a right.
That's a racist joke, sir.
I didn't say two bombs.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what it sounded like.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
We are live, right? You know this.
Yeah, but...
Why was the odds?
Like 1 in 6.
We're condemning it, not... encouraging it.
Yeah, I mean, best part about him not being president is I don't have to hear that much about him. Just that he threw a little fussy fit at his trials every now and again, but...
Oh, dude. At least. I have never seen so many supposed straight white middle-aged men show up to gargle someone's balls as much as
and JD Vance is leading the charge.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's real bad.
We just talked about gargling balls is now socially acceptable.
Right, but it's socially acceptable, but
Douche, sir.
Generally, the people who are okay with that are not trying to pass laws to get it outlawed.
Yeah, but they also like the General Lee.
I'm not going to lie. That is a unfortunate casualty of my childhood that I'm learning to be.
Personally, I like the Pinto painted like the General Lee. That's called the Dollar General.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was a real big fan of the Dukes of Hazzard when I was a kid.
I put in the time. I watched some Dukes of Hazzard when I was a kid.
I mean, I've definitely seen episodes, but I don't think I've seen many episodes as a kid just because, like, it just wasn't on reruns with whatever 5 channels I had at that time. But,
yeah.
I watched a lot of weird old shows just because it's the only thing on.
I mean, I want to say that Dukes of Hazzard was on, it's a Cleveland station.
It was the, like,
WUA.
The one that was like the WB, like the UPN before.
Yes.
Channel 43.
WUAB. 43.
Yep.
That channel shaped so much of my childhood. That's where I watched Superhost and all that shit.
Because that also was the one that kind of ran a lot of the, like, kids' cartoons in the afternoon, I thought.
Yes. You come home, you watch He-Man and Voltron and G.I. Joe and all that shit.
Yeah. Because we still got all the Cleveland stations where we were at.
Yep. And that's when the dawn of the 30-minute toy commercials came out.
Yep.
Well, I was gonna say that was in the 80s.
It was my generation. Sorry, when I was a kid, yeah. That's when it came out.
The 1880s. I get it.
Nah.
Tell us about the Civil War.
The current one, or
yeah, I feel like it's gonna repeat soon enough. Here's the thing, though. They're not going to fight even close to a fair fight.
If no, they can't are they gonna down, going to call it Civil War Two? That's why I'm going to know.
Electric Boogaloo?
Yeah. I mean, it's all about the branding.
Like, I got fuckwits in town flying the Confederate flag below the American flag. Like, I drive past them on my way to soccer every week, and it's like...
On their, like, flagpole out front their house?
Yes. It's the American flag, and then classy. Directly below it, the Confederate flag. And my kid's like, why is he flying that flag? I'm like, because he's incredibly stupid, and there's no...
It's not even a Confederate flag. That's just their battles, their war banner.
Right.
It was a battle flag for three different people, depending on the size, orientation, and shape.
Well, let's not bring orientation into this.
They also don't want to bring in their own articles of secession or anything else when they talk about that shit, so.
Or the, 4,000 references to it beat about slavery or not.
Right.
Oh, no, it was a states' rights issue. Yeah, states' rights of slavery.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you get to choose your facts, so.
The states' rights to do what?
Oh, did you see the Slovakian president or prime minister got shot?
I did.
I can't tell if everybody's given the outpouring because they're actually concerned or if they're just worried that, like, they might be next. Because he seemed kind of pro-Russian and it didn't seem like a lot of the people condemning it were not on his side.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's more of a, hey guys, don't get any ideas.
Probably.
He was pro-Russia, you say?
Yeah. It's I don't understand countries that have presidents and prime ministers, like the hierarchy of all that. It feels like it should be the same. Like, prime ministers are for when you have, like, royalty. But.
Well.
It's weird to have both, because, like, who's in charge here?
Well, I think one's in charge of, like, the executive office, and one is in charge of Congress. Kind of things. Like, the Speaker of the House is your prime minister.
You could probably be more like the Senate. But maybe, is Speaker third in line?
Yes.
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 No.
See. No?
Yes.
Okay.
That's four yeses and one no, I think.
It always seems weird because, like,
third in line, it's president, then vice president, then speaker. So he's second in line after the president. Because the president has to.
Yeah, but the president's in line, so there's third.
Yeah, I guess.
The line starts with the president.
Third rank, the head of the line. And for succession, he would be the second person behind.
Right. But that's only if they get rid of the president and vice president at the same time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Otherwise, they just keep replacing them with unelected vice presidents until they get one they like.
If a vice president is removed from office or resigns, can he just be appointed by the president?
Yeah. Or, I mean, they still approve it, but, like, yeah.
That's how I guess he just picked somebody anyways, so, yeah.
Well, like, Ford wasn't elected. Whatever the vice president was there got removed, and then
appointed,
and then the other
president got removed. Johnson became president, so he just picked somebody to be, Vice President, yeah. I get you. General government studies here on the Two Fools podcast. Learning something every week, folks.
Are we?
No.
Okay.
That's what it was.
We're rambling around facts that we think we recollect correctly.
No, it was Agnew resigned, and then they appointed him, and then he got it when Nixon resigned. To be fair, you're the only one that was there, so.
True.
Nixon was president when I was born, so.
So you were there?
Correct. You were there.
Okay.
So it's your fault.
Wasn't really watching, you know, the nightly news then, but sure.
Well,
mostly shitting in my diaper and, you know, sucking a binky.
Well,
yeah, but I mean,
give it a bit. You'll be back there.
Yep. Because real men
wear diapers.
God, I feel like there's going to be just a like.
I mean, do they hear how stupid they are?
No, they don't, because they're all saying it.
I don't think.
And if everybody's saying it, and you don't talk to anybody else, and when anybody else talks, you just scream at them, then you don't think there's an opposing opinion. I don't know. It's like I cannot comprehend the level of stupidity that exists, and I'm just going to give up trying because there's no logical reason behind it.
I think
yeah.
I think that's the point at which
we that was stopped. The straw that yeah. broke Dylan's back.
That one fucking boggled my mind when I first saw it. Because I was like, this cannot possibly be real. And then the more I looked, it's like, oh, shit.
The pictures of people showing up to rallies with golden makeshift diapers wrapped around their ass.
Or that they've now got it on the Trump 2024 flags at the bottom. It's like Trump 2024, real men wear diapers. It's like, I guess that's branding.
I don't.
I mean, they got to use short words, so what are you going to do? I'm surprised they don't have to hyphenate diapers so they can pronounce it.
Well, it's spelled with six P's and a pile of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, though I do like what I was listening to the Y-Files. I do like how well it lines up that, like, technically the God of the Bible could have been an alien. Everything lines up perfectly with what they were saying. It's not like, I mean, they could have shown up. They could have created people. They could have separated the oceans after the last flood and built the moon to keep them under control.
That's always been a personal favorite theory as well.
I mean,
we're like, just a
logically, it would make sense.
Higher life form?
Yeah, I mean, it goes in the line with the simulation theory. Like, we could have been seeded. It could have been any number of things. But at the same time, like, if it was just an alien that came by and did it and then fucked off, like, we would never know.
Nope.
And like all the ancient cultures, there was definitely floods 1300 years ago. Like everything got flooded.
Isn't that pretty much the plot to Jupiter Rising?
I don't remember.
Not a great movie. Mila Kunis.
I only remember it because of how much they made fun of it, but I don't remember if I saw it because there was a second movie around that same time that came out that also kind of had that premise, and I don't remember which one I watched.
Yeah, basically they just seed planets when the population gets to a certain level. They basically harvest all the people and extract, you know, enzymes or whatever from the people's, you know, bodies to make a youth serum that basically is the currency for the known universe.
I mean, it would make sense. Because, like, what they were saying is we've got, like, one fully complete T-Rex skeleton and, like, X amount of total bones from T-Rexes. And they're saying, like, estimates, there could have been up to 2 billion of them that existed during their time frame. Mm-hmm. So the fact
but that... But in order for them to be fossilized, it had to be a very specific set of circumstances that locked them in a mudslide or, you know, trapped them at the bottom of a...
but all that means is... ravine. There could have been whole other civilizations before us that just got mm-hmm. wiped out. And if they didn't get wiped out in the right way, no fossils.
Nope.
So, you know, we could be on our fifth or sixth restart. Nobody would know.
Well, what was it? What is it? 2029? 27, somewhere in there. There's supposed to be an asteroid coming. That's going to be...
Apophis.
Yes. Supposed to be super fucking close, which means this, yeah, like a million miles away or something.
Yeah, super close is relative, but you know.
Yeah, you know, as close as the moon is to us, it's considered close. So.
Well, not even getting
that close. It's not even that close, so.
Yeah.
I mean,
if it were by the moon, it would fuck some things up.
And how far away it is currently, there are any number of factors that could affect its path, you know, the three body problem kind of thing, that affect its path and, you know, spell disaster for us.
Right. Somebody sneezes out there and they're like, well, good enough for me. I'm going to hit Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I find it interesting how many different things could have possibly happened that wouldn't even be like science fiction or wouldn't even be the gods, aliens. Like, so many things could have happened because there is just millions and millions of years of history that we have no idea what happened.
Yeah.
So it's fun to think about.
All it takes is a global event and all the knowledge we've accumulated could be gone.
Right. I mean, because even the pyramids, they're saying like, I mean, I've heard this for a long time, like they may have existed before and they just showed up and started using them. Doesn't mean that they built them brand new for whatever it was. It just means they could have retrofitted them for whatever they wanted.
Yeah, they put a new set of siding on them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sand them down a little bit, put a little extra stuff on there, and call it a day.
Yeah.
Yep. No one knows unless you were there. And science has theories, math, you know, a possibility to travel into the future, but they still haven't cracked going backwards.
Well, if they did, they just might not have cracked going back forwards afterwards, so you'd never know about it.
True.
Because you would just disappear.
I don't think time travel is possible.
Well, in their defense, time travel into the future just means faster light speed. You know,
sure.
You
right. It really depends on your definition.
I travel for so many years into space, and people back on Earth have aged 100 years. Sure. Yeah. That's their time travel.
That's
mathematically possible.
That's mathematical time travel, yes.
Yes.
But in my opinion, to have like legit real time travel, you need to be able to go backwards. You need to be able to go backwards.
Yeah. It's only good if you can return.
Traveling into the future just means that you, congratulations.
Give me some of the current.
Yeah, congratulations. You used math and physics to do something.
You fast forwarded. Good job.
Right.
Yeah, the movie didn't get any better by fast forwarding.
Right. Show me that you can scrub the tape both ways, and then we'll talk.
Yeah, the DGA doesn't scratch just one direction. It scratches back and forth.
I don't know. But the record is flat, so what are you going to do?
It is, just like the Earth.
You know, it's funny. Early on,
got to become a DJ.
The records were cylinders. They were round.
Oh yeah, like the little like
they're flat on the ends.
Basically, like the music box type of thing.
I mean, the first set of like phonographs.
They're flat on the ends and hollow.
Were wax cylinders.
Right, but like it was like the player piano style of
yeah
how they get played. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Rob Scallon did a super awesome video about recording heavy metal on one of those. It was fascinating.
I know one of the kids in the girls' class, I think, did their science fair experiment where they had a needle and they turned, it wasn't a solo cup, but it was like a plastic cup and a little needle drug along there. And they spoke into, you know, a tube and then they played it back and it actually played the sound. It was kind of neat. Made little homemade phonograph.
Yeah, trying to get people to understand why we used a record on the Voyagers.
The golden record?
Yeah. Trying to get them to understand that the record technology is the most simple audio technology out there.
Like, right.
Pretty certain, unless we don't, unless Voyager doesn't get
by our standards, by our understanding, yes, it was very rudimentary and understandable.
Yes. To be fair, though, if we run into some aliens in some way other than we crash land on their planet, it's going to be real rudimentary to them as well.
Terrible if we landed on their planet and like the record broke.
Yeah.
They didn't have any record glue on their planet. Terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, is it made out of gold? It's
made of gold, isn't it?
It's the golden record, but I don't know if it was literally gold. Very well could have been. I don't remember, though.
I think it's
gold. I wasn't there.
I think it's an alloy. Yeah. Like it's just Iron Man's armor, kind of, you know, the gold titanium type thing.
Yeah.
Something that can withstand the cold and.
Yeah, I don't know. Would gold, space? Like, have a better chance of getting dinged up?
It's a soft metal, so.
I mean.
Soft is relative, but.
yes and no. Like, yes, it has a risk of getting dinged up like that, but on the other hand, it's not going to corrode based on the radiation.
True. Another feather in Gold's cap there. It doesn't tarnish. Remember hearing that at my wedding when the priest was reciting it.
Yeah.
It was the gold rush.
I'm amazed they let you have a golden ring.
Yeah. It's on my ring with my keys now, so. Too small.
Well, I mean, back then they probably didn't know that, you know, giants continue to grow forever.
It's like a tree trunk, it just keeps adding rings.
I mean, I'd have to wager a guess that when you were a young adult, you were probably only my height.
Freshman year. 5'9".
I am not 5'9", sir.
Is that being generous?
I was 5'9". I was a freshman.
I am 5'9".
I think my mom's 5'9". I don't know.
I'm 5'15".
I am 5'6" and change.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm short. I know I'm short. I'm okay with that.
I'm 5'16". So
I really wish I was 6 foot, 5'11", 5'10". The world really isn't built for tall people.
Yeah, but like there's so many things that you don't realize that would be so weird. Like when you go to like CVS and the wife can't see over the shelves. And I'm like, oh, guess you can't. Because I'm just like, oh yeah, it's over there. She's like, what? I can't see it. And then I have to like get down to her level like a child. And yeah, she can't see it.
Yeah. Well, I'm tall.
I don't want to live that life.
I mean, Darby's 5'10". So.
I mean, to be fair, stuff's getting better, at least in America, because we just keep getting bigger, so they just keep making things at least wider. I don't know about taller, but I've never had a desire to live in Japan, so I think I'm covered.
Yeah, I wouldn't fit in Japan.
No.
I wouldn't fit comfortably on a bed in their freaking hotels.
My buddy Dan said that that was the hardest thing to find accommodations for as he made his transition. I think he's 6'3".
He transitioned into being tall?
No, he went to Japan to play baseball. So he transitioned from a culture where, you know, yeah, he's kind of tall to, yeah, he's jolly green fucking giant for real.
Ho, ho, ho.
I would like to go somewhere where I'm just the tallest person in that city.
And then rule them like we should. Right, that's where you're going with that, right? Okay, never mind.
Nah.
And they're dancing.
Like way too much work.
It does.
Dan always said the hardest part about living in Japan was trying to use like taxis.
Oh, are their taxis small?
I mean, their cars are just small.
Yeah, but I'm used to not fitting in cars. I mean, I don't know how much more not fitting in cars I could be.
I mean, Jeff's Cruise has more backseat room than any taxi you're going to have in Japan.
That would not bode well for me.
No.
I mean, I don't know. I rode around in some weird, like, 1980s Russian taxis down in Cuba, and those things were not big. But I guess they could be comically small, because Japan loves to be comically small. I don't know. I could not ride their subways, though. Like, I can't. Like, they have just people there with a broom to push people to fit in. Can't ride with that many people.
No?
No.
That's where you draw the line?
Yeah, being pressed up against a bunch of people, like sardines, yeah.
Like those trains in India where people are hanging off the sides and sitting on the roof? Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going anywhere near India.
Why?
Can't walk down the street without bumping into everybody.
I'd also just step off the plane and immediately get diarrhea. Like, everything there seems like the gut biome is just built for...
Welcome to India. Here's your flower lay and your diarrhea.
Wow. I mean, it will be a real men wear diaper situation.
Oh, shit. Sorry, India. Didn't mean to dunk on you there. That was rude.
I mean, it's mainly a dunk on Dylan's terrible GI.
Yeah. Well, if we're talking about terrible GI here, like...
Yeah, I think
he's the least terrible one here.
He's coming in a distant third here, folks.
Yeah, yeah. I think I could at least tolerate some Indian food, though.
It's not the food. It's the water and the everything else. Like,
I mean, you're making it sound like it's an undeveloped country. I mean, okay. maybe if you get out of the big cities, yeah, sure.
There's a level of modern society right next to abject poverty in that country. Yeah. And it's like everywhere you go. So
sure.
It isn't that the country is underdeveloped or something. It's just class system is dick.
Blame the British.
I mean, yeah. I feel like they kind of created the caste system before the British, but the British didn't do anything to make it.
Well, better. The British might have introduced them to it, but they wholly embraced it.
I don't even think that's true. Like, the British were terrible, yeah. But, like, the caste system was in place before the British.
Couldn't tell you. I mean, I had to watch a Marvel show to learn about
Pakistan, India split. Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, if they would put more history into shows like that, I would enjoy it a lot more. Because I don't know what I'm missing if I just don't know it exists.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I'm not going to just like pick up a book about, you know, world, you know, history and just read up on Papua New Guinea or something. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I would if I was introduced with it somewhere else, maybe.
At least. Yeah, I need that. I need that starting block, that starter pistol to fire me off on that journey. And yeah, to its credit, Miss Marvel was, I think that And it was weird. It was like independent. Each of us made that comment after watching it. Yeah. And it was like, wow, I didn't know this. This was...
Right, I mean, it was kind of a big part of that story, so it wasn't...
Yeah, that. And it was interesting. It's like, good on you.
Yeah. I mean, once again, there's so much history that I just could never even start to absorb if I wanted to, because...
That's because our television is focused on ancient history and, you know, fictional...
we're not great at taking responsibility
sensationalism.
Basically, we won the Revolutionary War and we just never stopped winning, according to some people.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing bad ever happened again.
Yep. It was all sunshine, rainbows, and gravy boats.
I suppose that math tracks.
Wouldn't be a crazy train because we hate the rail system.
Yeah, we hate the rail system. We hate the metric system. We're not smart people. It's okay.
I saw somebody posted a picture of a stormtrooper and like a... doctor's office, you know, see how tall you are kind of thing. This is Imperial Stormtrooper, Metric Stormtrooper. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the entire world uses the metric system except for us and who? Like, there's two... There's one other like country that...
African country, maybe, and I thought there were three.
Okay.
We could definitely Google this, but...
Why? Why would we fact-check anything?
I don't know, we fact-checked how many miles does a fucking jet ski get.
Yeah, but that's fun. We aren't known for fact-checking things.
We aren't known for dropping facts.
Yeah, Liberia and Myanmar.
Liberia and Myanmar.
So, I was right. There was an African country and one other one.
I wonder what their excuse is.
Isn't Liberia the one that we created? Or bought the land for, or killed everybody that lived there. I don't know.
I don't know where Liberia is.
That just sounds like land.
Yeah. There was land that we acquired in Africa after the Civil War, basically. It's like, hey, you want to go home? We bought you a house. Not a house, but like... No. Yeah, it was a legit, like, they were so scared of slaves after the Civil War that they're like, cool, let's just offer them a one-way trip back.
Yeah, they just sit cops on them.
Well, they did back then, too, but...
Sure.
Yeah, that was their plan at one point.
Wow. We are a country of assholes, aren't we?
I mean, a lot of countries have problems. We're just having a lot of ours currently.
It's been a slow build-up, though, isn't it?
Started out pretty violently, and then we just kind of kept that pace.
Yeah, I mean...
Just sometimes we're lucky enough to fight people in other countries and not our own.
We're the pinnacle of do things the wrong way.
Well, when we fight on our... When we fight on our country's land, it's usually against ourselves.
Probably. I mean,
technically, when we were fighting the English, we were kind of fighting ourselves because we weren't really a country yet. So, Yep. All the wars we've won in America have been own goals.
Indeed.
I feel like we could probably just pause here and run another one back.
Do we want it? Take the break here.
I mean, gives us the option for double D&D next week without having to schedule.
That's true. That is true.